even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we are back now. We are back now, and tying this all together before we go back to the phones, is the quote from President Andy Jackson. Tell them the South Carolinians, he was speaking of, who wanted to nullify the Tariff Act of 1832, that I will hang the first man of them I can get my hands on to the first tree that I can find. Well, D.V. Kidd quotes him, because in her column of just yesterday, she refers to Phyllis Schlafly in 05 exposing the plans to integrate our republic with Canada and Mexico. Now, she was the one, Phyllis Schlafly, who didn't think anything bad of George Bush until she started to put two and two together. And Phyllis is a seasoned attorney. She's no fool, you know. She's been a very, very bright warrior against the Equal Rights Amendment and abortion on demand and so on and so forth. But it took a lot of waking up when Phyllis finally began to understand that George Bush is an enemy agent of these United States. George Bush is a phony baloney puppet of the New World Order. So she did that. And in July of 05, she came along, as DV notes, and she began to talk about this integrationist plan. Okay, the merger, if you will. And, of course, others like Dr. Corsi have run with a gauntlet and continue to spend a couple of years now. Another one who initially gave Bush a pass and then found out, hey, we can no longer give Bush a pass. The hour's getting late. The record, is assembled now. There's no longer any reason for anybody to be uninformed. Now we know what most Americans don't know, that there is a deliberate effort, a deliberate plan to merge the nations, to destroy and dismantle our sovereignty, our Constitution, our freedom, our way of life, to make room for this regionalized globalist agenda. And so we hear about the NAU and the SPP and the Trans-Texas Corridor and other things that, of course, have thus far largely escaped mention in the controlled media. How fortuitous, wouldn't you say? Well, as D.V. said, she asked the question, what is the North American Union, SPP, really all about? What's the NAFTA superhighway? The Texas Trans Corridor, Mexican trucks being allowed into the U.S. for the first time beginning September 1st. What is it all about? The Kansas City Smart Port and the Ports to Plains Trade Corridor. What is that all about? Well, it's about trade. It's about big, 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 big money. It's about denying a free people their sovereignty, putting these people, us, under international laws and rule, and destroying true freedom and liberty given to us by blood sacrifice. And so she mentions how she ran the idea by Professor Dr. Ed Vieira, the constitutional experts, and he said to the effect, corporations involved are laying down a lot of scratch for concrete and road tar, and they expect a return very soon. Aha, yeah, I guess they do, huh? Well, we'll get back to that a little bit later on. But we got the break coming up now, and then plenty of time to take the calls right after this quick three-minute break. But definitely newswithviews.com and DV Kids column on the superhighway and the Mexican trucks coming to your country very soon. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back with our callers, Vince and others. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And we are back, fellow Eloi, and we will go to the phones at 1-800-313-9443, and we'll put you right on. And hello, Vince in Montana is next. Hello, Vince.
How's it going?
It's going. We're going.
I wanted to add a little bit to what you were saying tonight about Chertoff. I call him Commissar Chertoff.
Yes, comrade.
Possibly being nominated for Attorney General. I heard a program earlier tonight, and they also... One of the other names being bantied about is Ted Olson, Solicitor General, whose wife was allegedly on Flight 93, crashed in the Pentagon, called up over the cell phone, which, of course, can't make the call from an airplane, but whatever, all part of the 911 myth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If it is Chertoff or if it is Olson, I think what they're gearing up for is they want someone they can rely on in a cover-up situation.
And who do you think really ultimately is the they?
Who is the they?
Yeah, I mean, do you think it's just the Bushes and the Cheneys and those behind
them?
No. Do you think it goes deep to Jerusalem?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a loosely organized combination of Mossad and CIA and and some insider corporations. I think you could pull it off with a group of probably as tight as 80 to 100 individuals.
Mm-hmm.
They've done.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Obviously a lot of professionals.
Been
well
done
paid
before.
Well written.
Been done many times before.
But anyway, to get to Mr. Chertoff, he is not going to be the cinch. They already mentioned tonight that, well, if you want to have 3 weeks of hearings regarding Hurricane Katrina, bring him on. Mm-hmm. And he's got another problem, too. He's got a big problem with this Real ID Act coming up. He came out last week and said that the 15 states that have said that they're not going to go along with the provisions of the Real ID Act. I believe it's up to 15 now. I know I live in one of them. We're going to have to use passports for domestic air travel and to get into national parks. Well, that's caused an uproar. I mean, that's got the senators and congressmen on their heel. They're all, even though the Real ID Pact passed unanimously because it was attached to a Iraq spending appropriations measure, and you know how they bundle all this stuff together and then give them a take it or leave it. So they're all saying, well, it was support the troops, and we didn't know what was in there. You know, they don't read the Ron Paul read the bill, and he didn't vote for it, but nobody else reads the bills. Anyway, they're all on their heels now saying, oh, no, we support the people, and we're not going to vote for Real ID, even though they put this monstrosity into place. Which I don't know if it has more to do with, it obviously doesn't have to do with keeping illegal aliens out. It probably has to do more with keeping the citizens in and under control. I mean, it was designed by Yevgeny Primakov and Marcus Wolf. It's the data structure for a police state.
But
then it depends on the common database key, which is the Real ID.
But you say you don't think that Mr. Chertoff is going to get a free ride. You think that there will be significant opposition brought up about his behavior during Katrina? And
yeah,
his appointment? Do you think that may be the case?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's not a cinch at all. I think he's a lot more unpopular than what they wish he were.
Well, I mean, if that were the case, I mean, when he was in a key position and was head of Homeland Security, don't you think sufficient shame should have brought him down then?
Well, they offered up a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, Brown.
He gave Brownie up.
I know that, but still, I mean, he managed to survive a tremendous tide of criticism and opposition, and I don't know if that would even matter at this point in time. I think it would be obviously brought up, and he would face the music, and he'd say, I'm sorry, give me another chance, blah, 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 blah. And what congressman is going to risk his or her career, certainly not Nancy Pelosi, opposing Mr. Chertoff? Do you envision that happening? I don't.
Well, I actually think they'd have a lot easier run with this Ted Olson.
Yeah. He may be a stalking horse, so to speak, Chertoff, and also even Olson may be.
I think Olson would be a cinch to get through, I think.
Oh, yeah. There'd be no problem
radar
with him.
Never mind the fact that we don't know where his wife is because, you know, obviously some kind of a cruise missile or a Global Hawk hit the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
We got a missing aircraft out there somewhere. But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's all fun and games.
Well, that's an interesting scenario, and it may very well come to that. We will obviously be watching the zigs and the zags in the road, because a lot of this is put out for our consumption initially, and then, of course, there are changes made, and it's very possible that these things may happen but may not happen as well, and there may be some surprises coming as well in these names. So, but if, in fact, Chertoff should be the nominee and he should wind up with very little significant opposition being approved, as Attorney General, that would be probably the most ominous signal that we could possibly receive at this time.
Well, I don't think you'll see Chertoff get approved. I think if Chertoff's going to be the nominee, Chertoff's going to be a recess appointment, and it's going to happen fast.
Well, that would be, again, Bush has done that repeatedly, or at least a couple
absolutely.
Of times. Yeah.
Now, he's not going to risk an appointment, an approval confirmation hearing with Chertoff. If he's going to do Chertoff, he'll do him directly.
Mm-hmm. And the Congress and the public be damned.
Congress
right?
be damned. Yeah.
Yes. Very interesting. Thank you very much, Vince.
All right.
Appreciate your call, as always. Oh, boy, that's something to think about, isn't it, huh? Don in North Carolina, you're next on the program.
Hello.
Yes, Don.
Yes, I just wanted to comment about AB Buzzy Crone Guard.
Yeah.
I'm a former pilot for U.S. Airways.
Uh-huh.
And right after 9/11, you know, they bankrupted our airline and they terminated our pensions.
Mm-hmm.
We had the chairman of Rothschild North America sitting on our board, and also another lady who was a senior advisor of Rothschild. And this lady that was the senior advisor, she was also also the CEO of Rothschild Asset Management. And she's married to A.B. Buzzy Krongard. And if you go look, you can... Iridium Satellite. Tom Ridge is also on the board of directors at Iridium Satellite.
Gee, I sort of recall that name. Huh?
And, there were just, there was other things going on in the airlines before 9/11. United had the vice chairman of Unicall on their board, and then after they filed bankruptcy, he became the interim CEO. And then he left and went back to Unicall. Then they brought in the CEO from Chevron Texaco.
Mm-hmm.
He's the CEO right now, and then Chevron purchased Unocal right after 9/11.
Yeah, I remember that. You're right.
Yeah, and there was some insider trading going on at Continental Airlines, too.
Uh-huh.
But they're kind of hard to find on the Internet. I stumbled on them one day.
Uh-huh.
But, there was a lot of things going on. Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband, he was on the board at Northwest Airlines. Then after 9/11, he left. He went to DHL Air Cargo, which is now A-Star in Miami.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and if you go to their website, you know, they have government contracts for this war on terror, you know, these Iraqi contracts.
Yes. Not surprising again.
But it's the same, it's the network, the franchise. You know, they use these buzz names, you know, the franchise, the network,
the
systems. But it's just... a real complicated system, you know. I mean, it's hard to. All you can do is just do a little research, and then you run into somebody, and then you start realizing that they're connected over here and over there. And it's not a coincidence.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
And,
it's pretty evident now. You know, the shrinking world that we live in, and the key players, it's the same group of people over and over again.
All right.
And it is so embarrassing because you would think that somebody with a brain would sit up and take notice besides us. And, you know, the only thing that they take notice of is the Red Sox has a winning streak now. And that's all that matters. Not that our country is being wrecked, that our jobs are being vanquished, that our freedoms are slowly but surely being taken from us. No, the economy is going into a deep six. Those things don't matter because the media keep telling us they're not important. Those are the things we shouldn't be concerned about. Leave it to the experts, right, Don?
Yeah, well, it's just, it's all media propaganda.
Absolutely.
You know, everything you watch on TV, it's fiction, but it's actually propaganda. It's reality.
Yeah.
And that's why people, you know, they just don't seem to see through this stuff. And they don't research, you know. They
no.
don't.
Look,
they don't,
I mean,
they don't
you know,
really
readership of newspapers
questions.
Is down. And that's fine. That's all good and dandy. Unfortunately, it's sad that people aren't reading the good publications and the right publications as well. And that's the only thing that I regret. You can give up the New York Times and the Post and the rest of them and burn them, but as far as I'm concerned, people shouldn't give up on reading on the net, reading books, reading publications, because then they would be informed, and this shell game wouldn't be able to continue the way it's been, would it?
Now,
absolutely
if you,
not.
If you go to that the NASCO corridor I was going to mention real quick.
Sure, hang on. Kansas. Hang on a moment, will you? Stay where you are, Don. I'll be right back to you in 3 minutes. Quick break. Be right back. Rick Adams.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Time we hang 'em, hang 'em, hang 'em till their toes are dangling. Stretch those traitors' necks, hang 'em high. Before they up and bust us, let's use old-fashioned justice. Go out and get a rope and hang 'em high.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I've got the rope. All right. And Don, are you still there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, Don. And I didn't want to let you go until you finished what you were saying. It was very important.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I was also going to mention that U.S. Airways, they had hired also Giuliani during the restructuring, and so did Delta. Uh-huh. If you can just Google that, and you'll see, just type in U.S. Airways and Giuliani uh-huh. Advisors, Delta and Giuliani Advisors. You'll see how much they were paying them and everything.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's kind of like they're dividing the they're splitting the booty money, so to speak, you know, while the pensions are being terminated. But then the other thing I was going to mention is that NASCO corridor. If you look at their inland port there in Kansas City, it's in the heart of the homeland, so to speak. Mm-hmm. That address there is 911 Main Street. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody knows that, but
that is amazing, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you can
another
go look.
Coincidence.
But, no, they're mocking the victim is what they're doing.
No, it's
mocking
incredible.
The victim. They,
To me it is, you know. I mean, it's so obvious today that this is a laugh on their part. Death and destruction and treason and betrayal, these are hallmarks of honor. These are badges of honor for these criminals, you see?
Mm-hmm. And even if you go to the U.S.-China Chamber of Commerce, Prescott Bush, Jr., you go look at their phone number, it's 911, the last mm-hmm. three digits. Mm-hmm. You know, it's to mock the victim. They take these numbers and then
it's
they rub
that
them
or
in your 666, face.
Right?
Well, Larry Silverstein was the 666 mm-hmm. phone number there. But
yeah.
That's what they do. I mean, you know, it's like a cream pie on your face. And we're supposed to sit here and put up with their garbage. But they're just a bunch of cockroaches, you know. They're running in the dark because they're cowards. They're not men.
They're frightened to death, you know. And it's true that they do fear the light. They do fear the light as the roaches do and the scavengers do and the denizens of darkness hate the light, and that's where we come in and shine the light of truth on them, no matter who they may be. I don't care what their name is, what their role is. If they're in it, they should be out.
That's it. Just keep getting the word out, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And saying it over and over again is what we need to do until it sinks in. Right now, the boiling plate, you know, the pressure is up. And the pressure cooker is getting mighty, mighty hot. And something has to give. Something has to give fairly soon.
Mm-hmm. I think
all of the signs. Excuse me?
My feeling is I think we're going to hit with some sort of a biological radioactive type of an attack. That's kind of what I think they're going to do.
It could be. And, you know, that may come. It may, you know, the fear factor works pretty good, too, you know. And the fact that even without any attack, they have managed to up the ante, and they are now using the economies to bring about and wreak havoc like no terrorist action would have. And this is why what John brought up was very good, very interesting. And we'll have to see what happens in a few short weeks with the stock market. We'll have to pay attention to it and watch and see exactly what takes place. And if that happens, then who the gainers are.
Then I'll say one last thing, and I'll let somebody else on.
Yes, go ahead.
Arabs, they don't fly airplanes. They drive the taxi cabs at the airport. Just go to the airports and look. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
They drive the taxi cabs. They don't fly the airplanes.
Yes. Yeah, but they leave those Korans conveniently around, don't they?
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You,
like at Logan. All right. Logan Airport. Thank you, Don. That's good. Good to hear so many different callers as well. And you're welcome to call the last half hour coming up of the program tonight. I don't want to say too much. You know, we plan to have interesting guests and along the way. But I enjoy opening up the phone lines to these topics of interest because we don't have enough time in the day sometimes to get in what we'd like to. And your input is very valuable because whenever I listen to so-called mainstream talk radio, I nearly just go into a coma. It is so boring. It is so bad. It is so mindless and minute and trite that it just makes me happy that we still have this voice of freedom here. And we still have so many intelligent, well-reasoned, thought-out callers and what they have to say. It is a blessing, and this is the focal point of it right here for the time being. We're here, RBN. We've been here for a few years, and we're still kicking some butt. So I want you to know that. And those of you who listen to us, by whatever way, when you call, we appreciate your information and your news, your predictions, your background, your information, whatever it is, we need more input because I don't know everything. None of us has all the answers or all the truth. So jump aboard, and you know the number. Toll free is 800-313-9443. I would like to get back to DV's column on the NAU SPP. And Dr. Vieira's thoughts as well. All right, we'll be right back in 3 minutes. Radio Avenger, Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Okay, we're back now, and I would like to get back to DV Kids' column, newswithviews.com, just yesterday. And she was talking with Edwin Vieira, the constitutionalist, and she brought to him the issue of stopping the SPP, blah, blah, blah. And she asked, do you really think construction on the Trans-Texas Corridor or these superhighways and railways are just going to stop? Already ranchers, farmers, and business owners in Texas are being told they'll be kicked off their land under eminent domain. Hundreds of billions of dollars are at stake here by foreign corporations and anti-American corporations based here in America who have a lot of scratch on the line, and they're not just going to stop this juggernaut from steamrolling over us. It's going to be up to we the people and our state legislatures. You hear that? I have made a personal commitment. I will not under any circumstances use any of these toll roads or superhighways, DV says. I don't care if I have to drive 100 miles out of my way. I will not put a penny in their Swiss bank accounts, let their superhighways roll Mexican trucks, but they won't get my dollars. I've already sent a short note to our corrupt little puppet governor, Rick Perry, telling him just that. Perry and his buddies in Spain, who bankroll the TTC, can suck rotten eggs before they will get a nickel of my money. Where there's a will, there is a way, and I have an abundance of willpower. To date, yes, 19 states have said no to the NAU-SPP. U.S. Congressman Virgil Goode also has a bill stalled in Congress. However, there's a reality here that must be addressed, and I'll use key parts of this bill, the Tennessee bill, Senate Joint Resolution 88 by Keytron. A resolution relative to withdrawing the United States from SPP of North America and from any other bilateral or multilateral activity that seeks the economic merger of the U.S. with any other country. Whereas, at a news conference the same day, President Bush said, so that the vision you have asked about in your question as to what kind of union there might be, I see one based upon free trade that would then entail commitment to markets and democracy. There's that word again. Doesn't it make you sick to your stomach, democracy? Transparency, rule of law. And whereas the gradual evolution of a North American partnership into some kind of union or economic merger of the United States, Mexico, and Canada would be a direct threat to the Constitution and national independence of the United States and would imply an eventual end to national borders within North America first. And whereas this trilateral partnership to develop a kind of North American merger has never been presented to Congress as an agreement or treaty. It has had no congressional hearings and virtually no congressional oversight of any kind. And whereas state and local governments throughout the United States would be negatively impacted by the SPP-NAU process and the open borders vision of the SPP, which could result in eminent domain takings of private property along planned two superhighways, and increase law enforcement problems along these superhighways. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate of the 105th General Assembly of the State of Tennessee, the House of Reps concurring that the Tennessee Congressional Delegation is hereby urged and petitioned to use all their efforts, energies, and diligence to gain the withdrawal of the United States from any further participation in the security partnership of North America and any similar bilateral or multilateral activity, however named, that seeks to advance, authorize, fund, or in any way promote the creation of any structure or relationship to accomplish any form of North American integration or merger. Be it further resolved that an enrolled copy of this resolution be transmitted to each member of the Tennessee Congressional Delegation. That legislation is great, says Devey, but the reality is twofold. Number one, the treason is about trade and trade agreements because that's the glue that holds it together. These trade agreements will be rammed through by the counterfeit U.S. Senate, unless the states stop them. Yes, we beat down the counterfeit Senate on the illegals amnesty bill. We have to keep pounding on them on these trade treaties, but the states must become the great big elephant in the room. This resolution by the State House in Tennessee is wonderful, but unless these trade treaties are stopped and America withdraws from the current ones, reams of resolutions won't mean a darn thing. When Congress wants to bypass the U.S. Constitution, they do it through treaties, and that is the domain of the U.S. Senate. All of these unconstitutional treaties that have been passed over these years have been the precursor to this finale in the destruction of our republic. I have pointed readers' attention to this map many times. Look at the map. It was one of the first blueprints exposed to the American people about the treachery underway, and sadly, too many of them went to the sports or shopping section. The map appeared in the Denver Post on August 30th of 1992. It was telling Americans what would happen if NAFTA passed. You see? NAFTA is unconstitutional. It was passed by a lame duck Congress. Bill Clinton clinked his glasses, if you remember, folks. And so DV says the rest of these unconstitutional and destructive trade treaties have all been passed regardless of which party holds power. And it's been done by the counterfeit U.S. Senate with the blessing of sitting presidents from both parties. Oh, boy. I have written about the 17th Amendment fraud since 1993. We have 100 individuals sitting in the U.S. Senate destroying this country and our sovereignty who have no legal authority to hold office. We have point rooms like John McCain and John Kyle, who have contributed to the destruction of the great state of Arizona and our republic through their willful complicity in facilitating this massive illegal invasion. Two individuals with the title of U.S. Senator who sit in office under a law that does not exist. Despite the rantings of useful fools like Professor Lewis Gold, or Gould, who wrote a naive column on this issue, quote, "Why did Americans in the progressive era endorse this change in the nation's fundamental law?" Because he apparently knows nothing about the symbolic relationship between the fraudulent ratification of the 16th and 17th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution and the Federal Reserve Banking Act of 1913. We must prevail on this issue. Read Philip Hart's book, Constitutional Income, Do You Have Any? So anyway, this is a very lengthy column, but she goes on and on and on. The second reason: the American people must make the commitment to stop buying foreign goods, products, and services until fair trade treaties replace, quote, free trade, quote, free trade agreements that are destroying us. Stop buying made in communist China products. And now you have more reasons to do that than ever before. I agree with her. Without the massive purchasing power of the American people, the plans for a North American union and security and prosperity partnership will fail. The rats behind this grand plan cannot force us to buy what we don't want with our monies. So, Mr. Edwin Vieira said in our recent conversation, D.V. Kidd and Mr. Vieira, and he has written ad nauseum, let these foreign products sit on the shelves until they rot, fruit and veggies, or go out of fashion. Edwin remarked to the effect, how long do you think it will take these corporations to change their tune if that happened, huh? These trucks that will be coming across our border full of foreign goods, all of it is free trade. All of these trucks represent so-called free trade agreements. If the American people refuse to buy, those that have sunk billions into this treachery will suddenly find their investments going up in smoke with a zero return. And don't tell me you can't find Made in America. You can. There is a section on my website titled Made in USA. Now, this is D.V. Kidd's website. And she's right. And I, too, agree with every single word that she has written. In conclusion, we may implement these plans to strike a death blow to the NAUSBP. Number one, buy American or go without. Number two, challenge the 17th Amendment and let's get rid of the vermin filth like McCain, Kyle, Lindsey Graham, and the rest of them, Clinton, Schumer scum, and the loony Harry Reid, Teddy Bear Kennedy, et al. And number three, provide our state reps and senators with the information and support they need to fight effectively. Ooh, that, I like that. And you know, one thing I say about D.V.'s columns, she is so direct and to the point and so hyperbolic, you might say, in her her choosing of words and verbiage. She doesn't mince any words, okay? And I think it's too late to do that. It's too late in the game to waste time and play games, ladies and gentlemen. You just read some of her columns. I like the one, the open letter to Sean Insanity, Sean Hannity. Oh, yes, that's good. Well, there it is. The state legislatures, your state legislature, mine and others, because you can forget about Rhode Island, that's a waste of time. But for the most part, even in New England, there are ruminations and people making a lot of noise. Not just on the illegals issue, but on the fact of these so-called free trade agreements destroying what's left of America and her industry. We can't have that. It's happening, though, and I'm afraid it will continue to happen as our judgment until such time as those that need to get on the bandwagon and do what needs to be done, and America needs to return back to her father, to her faith. You do that, and your problems will be manageable. Your nation returning to its grandeur by returning to its God, its founder, will solve most of your problems. You see, we can fight in all directions. We can take that shotgun and try to blast in every direction, because that's where it's coming from, all directions. But if we just get on our knees and we do what we need to do, we need to really and seriously examine our conscience. What are we doing to ourselves? We're destroying ourselves from within, and get back to repentance, real repentance, getting back to Christ. Do what's right. Our nation could be healed. That is what it must take. I'm not the preacher, man. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you what people need to hear and don't want to hear. They don't think that what is happening to America cannot be solved by political action only. They think that that's all we need to do. Education and politics. My friends, I've been that route. Been there, done that. And I've learned the hard way. No, that's not what it takes. Get the sword. Get the sword of the Lord himself. Put it on, wear it, and use it. Use it. Or you can use your rope. Your vote like a rope, hang 'em high. But you know what? That's the only language that these vermin and traitors understand. They don't give two whits in Congress about how you verbalize on this show. What they care about is when you get off your duff and you call them in their states where you live. And then you get your relatives calling and your friends and others piping mad like this illegal invasion has done. And then you can see the egg dripping off of George Bush's face. You can see it on, well, Chertoff's face. Well, that's another matter. We don't want to scare anybody. You can see it coming down Dick Cheney's face. You can see it coming down all their faces, the eggs, the rotten eggs. They are embarrassed. They are humiliated by the vote of you, the vote of the righteous. So, what more can I tell you? I tell you this every night, every day, every program. Do your part and do what's right. All of you out there. All right, be right back to sum things up tonight. Rick Adams on this Tuesday night edition of the broadcast Uncensored, Radio Free America, with Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere Talk Radio. 800-313-9443. So, public.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
All righty. As we come to the close of the program, No time for more calls. I did want to take time to, as I do every night, to remind those of you who have still asked me, how can I order the book on 9/11 by Dr. Kasem Khalil, Dr. K, wrongly blamed. The real truth about 9/11, the perpetrators of 9/11, the London bombings, and all of the other incidents that were being planned by these same monsters. Were they the Arabs? Were they the Muslims? Or were they the children of Cain, my friends? You will find out with the book Wrongly Blamed. Send $13, that's all, $13, a special offer that continues for this 400-plus page book, to Knowledge House Publishers. Knowledge House Publishers, 105 East Town Line, one word, Town Line Road, Unit 116, in Vernon Hills, Illinois. V-E-R-N-O-N, Vernon Hills, two words, Illinois, 60061. And that will get to them. Mention Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, $13, media mail shipping for the book, Wrongly Blamed. All right, and I'm sure that all of you had received your books weeks ago, the ones that ordered them through the Internet and PayPal, and I hope that you, those of you who have received them, have read the book. And when Dr. K comes on again very soon, he should be back, we will have him on the program. And we will take you on a safari through his latest research and the documentation that he has provided in this book that will make it unmistakable who knew about 9/11 in advance, because they were the same people that planned 9/11. Sounds far-fetched, huh? You know, I have people tell me that all the time whenever I mention Roosevelt bombing Pearl Harbor, that is, Roosevelt knowing exactly where and when the bombing would take place, costing the lives of several thousand Americans at Pearl Harbor, deliberately murdering those men, those innocent men at Pearl Harbor. They can't believe that a president would be that evil. They can't believe that a president could be that evil. They can't believe it. They can't believe it. But the fact of the matter is, the documentation has proven he was evil. He was evil, and what he did proved it in allowing for and hoping for and planning for the attack at Pearl Harbor for his war ambitions. My friends, Bush is no different. Cheney is no different, nor any of the others who have lent themselves to this evil, dastardly act of 9/11. Back again, Lord willing, tomorrow night. You be with us. You pray for us. You support me. Support RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Good night, everyone, and bless you all. And bless... With